Computer Talk with Dave Mason. High-tech talk radio will never be the same.
Talking about the two Vietnamese hackers that were indicted for the largest internet security breach in history so far that we're aware of. From 2009 to 2012, they stole a billion email addresses from various...
You know why they did it, don't you?
Why? Why?
My mic.
What?
I'm so...
No, these were Vietnamese, not Koreans.
It doesn't matter. So lonely, it's because they're lonely. So lonely and sad,
real alone. They were looking for internet pen pals. No, they were looking for cash, baby. And what they did is they ended up spamming a whole bunch of people. And here's why I, you know, we've talked about this before. What you do on the internet is so important. You know, you don't need to be paranoid, but you just got to stop pretending that everything's okay. Just don't do it. They sold $2 million worth of stuff spamming people. You get an unsolicited offer, just delete the doggone thing. Delete. I don't even care. I don't even care if it's from a legit thing. If you want to go ahead and buy it, or if you want to go ahead and take advantage of the offer, do it back channel. Just go to the website and buy the thing that you're buying, if that's what you want to do. Kill the spam. Because what ends up happening is they trace it back to who sent it and they get the commission or whatever. Don't, or it's hijacked and you're not really dealing with the source of the sale that you think you're doing. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of goofy crap that goes on the internet that you just don't know. And it's just too hard to know. You can spend your life. You know, people talk about, oh, I need to find out who did. Dude, you do not want to take the time to find out who's doing all this stuff. You know, you've got the DOJ and Interpol spending, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars to track this stuff down. You don't want to be doing that stuff, okay? You just want to live your life. Ignore all this stuff. Don't buy stuff from spammers. And if you're, and here's the point. If in doubt, don't.
That's right.
I just thought of that.
That's a good saying.
Is that a good saying?
Thought
of that.
It just
sounds familiar to me.
That's
but
amazing.
Yeah. If in doubt, don't. If you're not sure if it's a spammer, don't do it.
Yeah.
If you want to go and buy something from Amazon.com that you got spammed, go to your browser, type www.amazon.com, do the search for the crucial what's it called? Crucial? No. The Corsair Voyager GTX 128 megabyte. And do that. Buy it there directly. Just don't do it. Because what happens is, it's like any crime. If they don't profit from it, they stop doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like any business. I mean, not even criminals.
Right.
You know, it's just a basic intelligence. If what you're doing isn't getting you what you want, you stop doing it. So sold $2 million worth of stuff through the spamming. Viet Quoc Nhien, 28 of Vietnam, hacked into email service providers stealing a billion email addresses. And then another fellow was one of his, co-conspirators, Gang Hoang Vu, 28, also of Vietnam.
Can that be possible?
Yes.
A co-conspirator?
Yes. He was a co-
Are you sure about that?
Conspirator.
Not just a conspirator?
As
G. Gordon Liddy has
I know.
Very apparent.
I know.
No such thing as a co-conspirator?
Right. It's like, what's the other word? There's a whole set of words that are meaningless and redundant, and that's one of them.
Yeah, irregardless.
Yeah. Irregardless. Yes. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah, it's just regardless. But anyway, Viet Quoc Nhien has not been has not been found. Vu pled guilty or pleaded guilty. That's another one. You don't say pled guilty. He pleaded guilty on February 5th in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Georgia.
Much like my dress pants.
For conspiracy to commit computer fraud. Mr. Nguyen is still on the lam. A billion email records. You know, and it's funny, I'll get an email or I'll get a phone call from somebody and they'll say, you know, I got 12 spam messages today. Please come and deal with this. Something's wrong. I've been hacked. And it's like, well, number one, if you only got 12, good for you. Mm-hmm. Good for you. And the other thing is, you know, that doesn't mean that somebody's in your computer. They often do the hacking, as these guys did, right with the ISPs, right with the email service providers. They're not in, they didn't hack into a billion machines and get these email addresses from the owners of the computers themselves. They hacked into internet service providers and got email addresses bulk. So when you get something like that, that you know, you either get kickbacks, that emails bouncing and you're not sending the email out, sometimes it does mean you're infected and your computer is acting as an email server and then it gets the bounces back. But oftentimes it's just somebody that's got your, pardon me, your email address and is just using your email address. They're not in your machine. I mean, I can use your email address and say I'm you and not be you. Mm-hmm. It's quite easy to do, in fact. I don't even have to go steal the email address. So, you know, you get a few spams as a result of this. It's not surprising. The spams have stopped because they're in jail. Well, one guy is anyway. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. You can give us a call here at Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Anything on your mind about computers, technology, the internet, mobile cellular phones, etc.? Boy, it looks like Microsoft, it's interesting, and we've talked about this over the last couple of months, that Windows 10 looks really promising. Now, they've got a lot of time to kind of mess things up because what I'm looking at is like pre-release. We're looking at, you know, Windows 10 probably being unveiled sometime late fall, perhaps as late as 2016, but probably late fall. I'm talking like October, November. That's late fall, right?
Yeah.
So that, you know, we can't, any feedback we provide right now is, I don't know if I'd call it premature, but there's just a lot of time for them to get things wrong. However, even on the mobile phone platform, Windows 10 is off to an encouraging start. This last week in Barcelona, quickly, what country is Barcelona in?
Espanol?
Yes. The Mobile World Congress in Barcelona this week, 10 different handsets were on display several different handsets were on display that used Windows 10. And they were all obviously, you know, kind of prototypical pre-release stuff. very good response to these smartphones using Windows 10. And the thing that Microsoft looks like they're finally getting on top of, you know, they really had a tough time. They were kind of forcing people with different platforms to try to use the same sort of interface in Windows 8. And what they've done, it looks like, is finally got a practical consistency between tablet, smartphone, laptop, desktop with Windows 10, which is what they've been going for, but have missed the mark wildly. So a lot of promise with Windows 10. Windows 8 on the smartphones has just been a lame duck. I mean, a mess. Had it been almost any other company except Microsoft, it might have put them out of business. I mean, it hurt them. It killed them. But they've got so much other stuff going on, they don't really, well, they do care, but But it doesn't kill them. They get a chance to regroup, come out with Windows 10, very promising. And I could see where that consistency of interface among devices could be a, well, it's a lot of what has been successful with Apple. There's other reasons Apple's so successful, but one of them is a real, not, it isn't the same, but there's a familiarity and a similarity between the different platforms with their iOS and their OS. We come back. We'll be taking your calls, 866-821-8255. Got Microsoft and Apple updates coming up. We'll be back after this.
Afraid of the doctor? Maybe a little phone shy? That's okay. You can send Dr. Dave an email live during the show at drdavelive@gmail.com.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.